This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Paul was falsely accused when he went to Jerusalem to deliver a love offering to the church from churches in Turkey, Macedonia, and Greece. When this resulted in a riot breaking out, he was taken captive by Roman soldiers. When brought before the Sanhedrin, he sought to give a defense, but the opposition opposed his testimony and became violent. He again was rescued by the soldiers. In Acts 23:11, it says, "The following night the Lord stood near Paul and said, 'Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.'" God affirmed his witness in Jerusalem, even though there was no record of a positive response to it. God also assured him that he was going to live long enough to go to Rome, and that he would testify to his faith in Rome, which was one of his heartfelt desires and prayers. Interestingly, Paul was hustled off from Jerusalem to Caesarea during the night, so that a planned ambush was frustrated. His nephew had heard about the planned ambush and shared it with Paul and the soldiers. God didn't promise Paul an easy road. In fact, he was stuck in prison in Caesarea for 3 years. This restraint of his activity had to be hard on this driven man. Then, when he did travel to Rome, it was as a prisoner. The trip was very difficult, including a shipwreck. But what God promised in the night was fulfilled. Paul got to Rome, and he testified faithfully there. During this journey from Jerusalem to Rome, it almost seemed as though God did more at night than in the day.